This report from the Mount Pleasant Community School District Fine Arts Department has been brought to you by Smith's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a locally owned business for repairs, upgrades, maintenance, and emergencies. Call Smith's 319-986-6957. Gamrath Doyle and Venz Insurance, a tradition of insurance excellence. Call Gamrath Doyle and Venz for all your insurance needs, 385-4240. Five Star Community Credit Union, community-minded and member-focused, with two locations in Mount Pleasant and West Burlington. Five Star's friendly staff will help with all of your banking needs, 385-4914. And Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, family-owned since 1970 and knowledgeable staff to guide you through whatever project you're working on, 319-754-5174. Thank you for supporting Mount Pleasant area students and the Fine Arts Department.
Good morning, it's Shelby here at KILJ. On Saturday, I had the privilege to cover the 32nd Annual Music in Motion Show Choir Invitational here in Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant hosted nearly 20 teams this year, and spirits were high. We caught up with a few members of the Mount Pleasant High School Show Choir and Show Band, some of who even went as far as to wear a full costume all day to match the theme of their room, Minions.
I have a special guest with me. What's your name? And tell me who you are, and what age you are, and how long you've been in show choir.
I am Jolynn Martin. I'm 16 years old, and I've been in show choir. Well, I'm in show band, but I've been in it for the last 2 years.
Okay. And what's your favorite part of today?
My favorite part of today is probably just getting to meet people and see all the shows. Everyone's always so amazing, and everyone's so talented, so it's just really fun to watch.
It's been a very positive day for sure. I feel like everybody's spirits are super high. Going into your show, do you have any suspicions or traditions that you partake in?
We always, for show band, we always do a little chant. I don't know if I really have any, like, suspicions, but everyone's just super excited to get on stage, and we just got to put our best foot forward to perform.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we're back again with a couple other high school kiddos that are a part of the Show Choir Invitational today. They're actually dressed up, but I'm going to have them introduce themselves as both their real names and who they're dressed up as.
My name is Isaiah Denning, and I'm dressed up as Gru.
My name is Ethan Peck, and I'm dressed up as Vector.
Okay, what is your guys' favorite part of today so far?
Just seeing all the different show choirs, like being able to watch for once instead of like competing always.
Yeah. I'd have to agree, but definitely dressing up and making the rooms is definitely a fun.
What is your favorite song in your guys' performance this year?
I'd have to say I really enjoy our ballad. I think our ballad is our biggest moment in the show.
Yeah, I would agree. Our third one is very impactful.
We also caught up with a few members of Chain Reaction, the Mount Pleasant Middle School Show Choir, who performed before the award ceremony to a packed gym.
Well, not only did we get to hear a lot of high schoolers, but we also got to hear a lot of talented middle school show choir groups, and one of those is the Middle School Show Choir. So I have three of their members here, and we're going to go around with their names, how long they've been in show choir, and we'll ask a few questions.
Hi, my name is Sophia Hall, and I'm 14 years old.
How long have you been in show choir, Sophia?
2 years.
Hi, my name is Chloe Whalen. I'm 13 years old. I've been in show choir for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Xander Phelps, and I'm 14 years old. I've been in show choir for 2 years.
What is your guys' favorite part about today?
Hanging out with my friends.
Meeting and greeting new people.
Also meeting new people.
And out of your show today, which one is your favorite song to perform?
Light Up a Clear Blue Morning.
Light Up a Clear Blue Morning.
We don't need permission to dance.
Chloe actually had a solo today, and she rocked it. Were you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, she rocked it. So congratulations to these middle schoolers. They did a fantastic job.
I got to talk with Alicia Whalen, who spoke on the incredible support the community offers for this event.
Alicia, what's your title today? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
My title for this invitational is Music in Motion Invitational Coordinator. And I'm currently have two girls in show choir here, one at the high school and one at the middle school. I was in show choir as a high schooler myself, absolutely loved it. So I love supporting events like this in our community.
And you work in the athletic office, right?
I do. I'm the activity secretary here. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What is your favorite part of being the coordinator for this event?
You know, really, and it just kind of really hit me today, was I just love being able to be behind the scenes and seeing all of the people that gladly jump in to help, that make this event run so smoothly and they do it without hesitation. Yes. There is no hesitation on the part of any of our volunteers, and they are just amazing people, and our community is so great in their support for this, and we could not do this without them. So seeing everybody come in from other communities, being able to show up what we can do here in Mount Pleasant, it's a really beautiful thing, and I love being a part of it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
There were even a few familiar faces to Mount Pleasant who traveled from afar. Colin DePriest, who is the show band director for Fort Madison's Crimson and Black, and Phil Schrader, director of Xavier's Exuberance. Phil was a former choir director at Iowa Wesleyan. The energy from each group was electric. The crowd cheered on each school, and volunteers stepped up to make the event run smoothly. It was a great day at the Invitational. KILJ would like to thank our sponsors for allowing us to cover this year's Music in Motion Invitational.
This report from the Mount Pleasant Community School District Fine Arts Department has been brought to you by Mount Pleasant Tire, your certified Goodyear dealer and a full-service auto repair shop, getting the job done right so you can get back on the road safely. Call Mount Pleasant Tire, 385-3022. Kimsey Funeral Home, celebrating life while offering a space to join with family and friends in grief, comfort, and love. Kimsey Funeral Home is located at 213 North Main Street in Mount Pleasant, 385-2244. Your Dream Home Furniture and Floors, your home, your dream. Offering a beautiful selection of furniture and decor and tons of flooring options. Dream Home Furniture and Floors, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Northeast Animal Hospital has been taking care of Mount Pleasant pets for over a decade. Dr. Travis Vandenberg and his staff offer a full-service hospital, vaccines, in-house lab, and comfortable care. Northeast Animal Hospital, 385-9533. Thank you for supporting Mount Pleasant area students and the Fine Arts Department.